Hi.
Sorry, you only gave me 3 weeks that time.
I'm sorry. I have a question. Thomas Foy, the VA case.
Yep.
His old caregiver, Omar Green, is back and working for him. But he's saying that he had sent timesheet to Srouli the last time he was with us, and he wasn't paid for 1 week. So I told him to get those from his phone.
Hold on 1 second. I remember some monkey business on that. So
yeah, it was because he was out and he put in a timesheet for the 18th, but because that day he wasn't supposed to have on the timesheet because his mom had passed away and his last day was the 17th. But then he was off that week, and then he came back the following week, and then he said he sent in a timesheet after that for a week and he wasn't paid. So that's why he stopped. He told him he wasn't going to go back to him if he wasn't going to get paid. And he said he's tried to reach out, but that the staff has changed or whatever. I said, the only thing that's changed is Srouli. I'm like, Alberto's been on the case. I'm here. Nina's here. Tamidi's here. And we've all spoken to you in the past.
That's really a time. I can't even check for it. What dates is he contesting?
I don't know yet. He's going to, as soon as he's done driving, he's going to send me over what he texted to Srouli. Do you have access to Srouli's text?
No, it's in its HIS stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Srouli uses his cell phone a lot.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just wait until he sends me what he has, and then, moving forward, that's the guy that had the issue with the phone.
You're talking about like February.
But that's the guy. He had the issue with the app that it was locked from his previous agency that he worked with or something, like, and we weren't
February.
Able.
I can have that fixed these days, by the way.
Oh, you can?
Yes. So you have to open a ticket with HHA.
With HHA. Okay.
But I figured out how to get anything fixed these days. So.
Awesome. All right. So you can either do that, or I noticed in the notes it said something about you were sending out a FOB, so I didn't know if you had done that yet.
No, this case, it was like dead before I actually got the FOB. I can send them a FOB. I don't mind that.
Well, I mean, if we can get his app up and running, that's probably better, right?
And we also told him we cannot allow a timesheet going forward because
of that day.
Wait, let me just see. Thomas Foy. I mean, I could tell you if I actually sent the FOB or not. Let me see. It's very simple. Yes, he has a FOB active in the house.
Oh, it's in the house active. Okay.
Yeah, I put a FOB in. He has a FOB active.
And how does that work?
It's the same thing as a phone call in. You just have an extra set of numbers you got to put in that are displayed. There's two extra steps. Normally, when you do a phone call in, it says enter your caregiver ID. You enter it. First it says clock in and out. You clock in or out, and then it says enter caregiver ID, and you do that. And then for outs, you put in duties, and that's it. When you do the phone clock in, there's a third option: 1 to clock in, 2 to clock out, 3 for a FOB.
Okay.
And you hit FOB, and then it asks you for the device ID. You put in the device ID. It doesn't matter what number you could call from. You could use your own cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then there's a button on the FOB you push, and you have 5 minutes to use a code that it's displaying to enter into HHA, into the phone. After that, it's like a phone clock.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll let you know when I get that timesheet from him, though.
Very good.
All right. Bye.